This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you ever woken up in the morning and you just run out through the rest of your day and you feel like you have brain fog and you just feel like it just doesn't go away, it affects you in so many ways, especially just you don't feel productive, you don't have much of an interest, you just feel like you want to stay in bed all day. So we're going to be talking about that. My next guest here, he is an expert. He's a health and wellness expert. And we're going to talk about what are some of the deficiencies that you may have and how is that connected to brain fog? And then what can you do to get through that brain fog to improve your mental health? So without further ado, Sam, I want to welcome you to the show today. Thank you for coming on.
Hey, John. Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I'm really excited about this because I have so many clients. I know we were talking about this before we went on air. I have so many clients that really struggle with what is now called brain fog. And it just seems like that is such a common occurrence these days. Brain fog, it's this sense of you just don't feel like you're being productive. You're not as attuned or sharp in your focus. You feel like you don't really want to do anything in a day. You just want to stay in bed or stay on the couch, sit on your phone. And that brain fog really can interfere in someone's day-to-day and their mental health. And I think a lot of times it comes a lot from COVID. When we went through that. So what are your thoughts? Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then let's get into this brain fog, the topic of brain fog, and some of the deficiencies that a lot of people may have.
Yeah, John, and this is something that people really don't want to miss this conversation, because brain fog is something that's real. It happens. And most of us are trying to figure out the secret sauce to get rid of it, especially as we age. So myself, I'm Sam Tejada, president and founder of Liquivita. I'm also the author of How to Win in Modern Wellness, a book that recently dropped of talking about the different alternative treatments that are out there. I've had the opportunity to interview a lot of other leaders in the industry talking as so of a lot of these biohacking modalities that will help you with your health and wellness. So I started my career in the healthcare industry as a firefighter paramedic, running 911 EMS calls and fire service calls. So I was able to get exposed to a lot of people that had a lack of education on how to take care of their health. And when I signed up to be a firefighter, I was a career firefighter for 12 years before I retired because Liquivita took off. I was looking for the most rewarding job possible. And there's nothing else that can be more rewarding than being a hero, right? Well, I was wrong about that. It really wasn't the most rewarding job. Unfortunately, all of the hard work that I was putting into the job, about 80% of the calls, the 911 calls, were people that just unfortunately weren't helping themselves. And what it came down to was a lack of education. You know, I was in an inner city, metropolitan city where I was in, and there was a lack of knowledge on taking care of one's health. People were more focused on allowing the medical system or traditional medical system controlling their health. And unfortunately, we live in a very reactive system. It's more of sick care where medical practitioners wait until the patient is sick before we start helping them. So that's what led me to starting Liquivita, getting more involved into functional medicine, where it's a little bit more of an alternative treatment, where we're taking more of that proactive, preventative approach to your health and wellness and diving deep into your personal data to figure out what your deficiencies are and really helping you out. So that's where it's brought me where I'm at today, where now I do have truly the most rewarding job on earth, right? Where I see a lot of my hard work truly come to fruition and I see people change their lives for the best.
Well, that's amazing. I loved how you had mentioned that you started out, you wanted to be the hero, right? To help people. And really that's what you're doing right now. You may not be a firefighter or a first responder, but you are helping people feel better. And that's the overall well-being of somebody who is struggling with mental health, or like we mentioned a little bit ago about brain fog and how that can really lead to depression and anxiety and burnout. You know, those are some of the major problems that many people have that 5 years ago didn't have. And now they do, and they're struggling and they don't know what's wrong or what to do. And I know we were talking about so often it's a deficiency, and the whole idea of functional medicine might be confusing for some people. Can you tell us, Sam, a little bit about what is functional medicine?
So functional medicine is, we're taking a different approach where we're really diving deep into the human's biochemistry, right? You have a lot of different nutrients. When we talk about nutrients, we're talking about vitamins, minerals, amino acids, fatty acids that your body utilizes to function, right? A lot of these different nutrients, we even use it in the world of emergency medicine. A lot of the different nutrients, magnesium, calcium, gluconate, we have a potassium. We use all of those for antidysrhythmics. So what we're doing is taking a deeper dive than what your usual practitioner does. And then we're integrating different type of modalities to be able to try to combat what those signs, symptoms are, and also the deficiencies. So one of the easiest ways to look at it is we're taking more of the Western and Eastern medicine approach and integrating them together. And that's kind of what functional medicine is. So functional medicine, you'll hear a lot of medical practitioners that specialize in the functional medicine world, is that they're looking more detailed into the patient's data. And now you're starting to hear terminology of precision medicine, because it's precision specifically for the patient's personalized health.
Oh, I love that. Very specific, very zeroed in on a person's genetics or DNA, if you will, and really looking at the science of each individual person.
Right.
Everybody's different. Everybody has a different makeup. And kind of the traditional model is it's almost like a kind of a guess, right? So you're trying to figure out, I don't know if this will work, but let's try it. Oh, it doesn't work. Okay, well, let's try something else. And then that doesn't work. We'll try something else. But what you're explaining and talking about is trying to dial into a specific person, what is into their science and what their makeup, the body makeup, and how to tailor a service or a treatment for them based on perhaps when you find a deficiency, like you mentioned earlier, then replace it. Let's find the source of why they're having brain fog or why they're having some mental health issues, and let's discover the deficiency and let's replenish that. So can you tell us the process? What does that look like?
So you know, one of the things that you just mentioned is, you know, like when people have certain symptoms of how they feel, you know, we're talking about brain fog here. So most people, they just accept it as, this is part of life. I'm getting old. The amount of times that I've heard that, it's like, I'm just getting old. I'm just forgetting things. That's not normal. Don't accept it as normal. All right. Getting old should be something that you're able to live with vitality, vigor, memory, cognitive health. You know, it's not normal. So we have to figure out, there's either something in your system that's not supposed to be in there, or you're lacking something that should be in your system that should be in there, right? How do we do that? That's what we call looking under the hood. So we have to look under the hood. How do we do looking under the hood? We start off with different type of diagnostics and analysis that we do. So we start off doing a body composition analysis. We want to see exactly what your body's made up of. So when we do that body composition analysis, we're looking at intracellular water, extracellular water. We're looking at lean mass. We're looking at how much fat you have, how much visceral fat, which is the fat that lines your organs, to really see what your body's made up of. And then we can kind of understand why your body's performing in certain ways based off of just that portion, body composition analysis. Then the next step of looking under the hood is doing a lifestyle assessment and questionnaire. We want to understand what you're feeling on a day-to-day basis. What is not normal for you? What are those signs and symptoms? We want to look at lifestyle. How are you living day by day? What do you eat? Do you smoke? Do you drink? What's the frequency of that? Do you exercise? Do you meditate? Do you do other things that are going to benefit your mind, body, and spirit? So then the next step from there is taking even a deeper dive, and that's where we do the comprehensive blood analysis. So the blood work we do is not like your typical medical practitioner where it's about 2 to 3 pages long. What we're doing, it's anywhere between 20 to 80 pages long. We're looking at micronutrients deficiencies, those vitamins, minerals, amino acids, fatty acids that you might be deficient in that your body utilizes to function. We're looking at hormones. If you have a hormone imbalance, that can cause brain fog. We're looking at toxins you might be exposed through food and environment. If you have heavy metals, that can cause brain fog. You know, we're looking at cortisol levels, which could cause adrenal fatigue, which can also cause brain fog. So for us, there's no cookie cutter answer. What we have to do is get the data that's personalized to your body, take a deep dive at all of these different markers, these biomarkers, including looking at genetics, which you mentioned earlier, to see what your body's predisposed to. And then from there, once we have all of that data based off of your lifestyle, your body composition analysis, and then also all of your blood work, then we can go ahead and start customizing a regimen to get you feeling better.
Well, I think that is fantastic. It takes the guesswork out. And it sounds like you're using the analogy of looking under the hood. Let's say you're the human mechanic and you're trying to look under the hood and do the diagnostics that perhaps, you know, people listening to this episode, I know a lot of my clients, they have never done something like this. They have never have done the genetic testing or did the deep dive. You know, they might go in a kind of the traditional therapy model. They go in and they do an intake and basically it's answering questions and given a detailed description of their symptoms. But it's not really, we don't do blood work. We don't do that testing. And I think that is really exciting. And I'm sure there's someone listening to this and said, well, I don't know about this. This is awfully new. This sounds like it's a little bit straying away from the traditional medical model. But I would love your input on if for those who may be a little skeptical or maybe they don't know enough about this type of treatment, what would you say to that person that maybe it's listening to this and says, yeah, I've heard all of this about functional medicine and all this, these types of therapies, but I don't know. I'm a little skeptical. What would you say to someone who's a little bit skeptical of this?
So there's a lot of data out there to support what we do, right? So only because you don't necessarily know about it and you're a little skeptical about it, you have to trust the process. And the best analogy I can make with that is, you know, none of us expect to get into a car accident while we're driving out on the road, but we put on that seatbelt. Even if you haven't been in a car accident before, we put on that seatbelt because it's taking that proactive approach. God forbid something does happen. Same thing here. Let's take a proactive approach to our health. And, you know, by no means I'm going to disregard traditional medicine because traditional medicine has saved a lot of lives, has really helped a lot of people. But if you could take that proactive approach to your health and wellness and look under the hood by doing these diagnostics and prevent yourself from really getting chronically ill, where then you need traditional medicine, why not take those steps and let's take that proactive approach to your health and wellness? The tests that we do when it comes down to the diagnostics, most of these tests in traditional medicine, the doctors wait until you're symptomatic for them to run these type of tests. At the point in time that you're symptomatic, a lot of the times it's too late. How many times have we heard of a family member or someone who's close to us who all of a sudden gets diagnosed with like stage 4 cancer? The first thing that comes to my mind, I don't know about yours, but the first thing that comes to my mind is, well, what the heck happened to stage 1, 2, and 3? Mm-hmm. Disease hides very, very good inside of your body. You will go through stage 1, 2, and 3 and not even notice any kind of signs and symptoms. And then all of a sudden, when you start noticing the signs and symptoms, boom, now it's too late. Mm-hmm. So that's where trusting the process, taking that proactive approach is what people have to do.
Well, and I really like how you describe that. And it's really about putting the ownership on the person, right? It's not waiting until you're in this emergency state. It's about learning to listen to your body. It's about wanting to take a proactive stance and really look into, well, we'll just stick on the brain fog. I have some brain fog, but I don't want it to get worse. I can't just wish it to go away and tomorrow I'll just wake up and be better all of a sudden. Maybe I need to do something about it. Maybe I need to take the ownership and proactiveness and look into maybe a different type of treatment, like you mentioned. Right. And so let's say someone's listening to this and they're really, this is exactly me. I really want to do this. Tell us a little bit about Liquivita, and just exactly if someone's listening to this, how do they... is it local? Do you have some across the nation? If someone's interested in...
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Vim, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Pursuing treatment with you, how would they go about doing that?
So LiquiVita, we have locations throughout the nation. Right now, we're growing. We're a franchisor. We have 32 locations that have been sold, and more than half are open in different states: Arizona, Texas, Florida, New Jersey, Connecticut, and we're spreading into other states as well too. So LiquiVita is definitely a choice. We also have our telemedicine division where we can help people in many other states. Doing the blood work. We have a national phlebotomy service that can come and grab the blood work to do that comprehensive blood work that we offer. But we also have a network of over 4,000 providers throughout the nation that actually purchase a lot of our IV products. And these are medical practitioners that specialize in the world of health and wellness as functional medicine practitioners. And we make a lot of these recommendations of if you're trying to go somewhere local, we'll put you together with one of these medical practitioners in our network as well.
Well, that's fantastic. My ears perked up when you said telehealth, and you know, that's what I do. I'm completely 100% remote work, and I know from experience that not everybody can go into the office, or maybe they're not even in the same state. But if you're able, if someone's able to look into this treatment online via telehealth, that's fantastic. And you partner with other companies to take the blood work. That is amazing. And so it sounds like it's a very simple process. If someone's interested in learning how to do that, would they go to your website and sign up, or do they call you, or what's the process look like?
Yeah, they could definitely go to our website, and there's a lead form there that they could put some of their information, and one of our team members, one of our leadership team members, will contact them to see exactly what they're looking for and then get them scheduled. So that would be the first step is making that connection with us, and then us being able to communicate with you to figure out exactly what you're looking for and then start the process from there.
Excellent. Very good. And I will have all the information on the show notes that someone can go and select that very easily. Well, let's talk a little bit more, Sam, about your expertise. I know you mentioned earlier that you are a retired firefighter and paramedic. You have that part of you, your value of helping people. And what you're doing now is you're helping people with their health. And quite frankly, it's helping them live longer and live better. And so it's vitality, and it's the overall all well-being, which is amazing. So tell us a little bit. You mentioned a book that you wrote, and you did some research. You interviewed people. Tell us a little bit about your book.
So the book, How to Win in Modern Wellness. So what I did when I first got into the industry and I started LiquiVita, this wellness industry, a lot of people were getting involved early on, and it was a bit of a cutthroat mentality mindset that a lot of the competitors had against each other. And I told myself, I said, if we're all out here preaching the same word, talking about we want to change the course of medicine and take more of that proactive preventative approach, why are we playing cutthroat against each other? Mm-hmm. So I told myself, I says, well, I'm going to take a different approach. I'm going to build some strong relationships with the competitors. And that's what I did. I built strong relationships with my competitors, with other doctors in the industry, leading marketers, leading attorneys, people that are seeing the movement and the shift that's happening in the medical industry, with modern wellness. So I built some strong relationships. And what I ended up doing almost 10 years later, I gave a lot of these relationships a chapter in my book, and now they have a chapter in the book, and we all are talking about how we're winning together in modern wellness. So it's been a successful book launch. We actually just last week got Amazon top seller, number one top seller in three different categories, healthy living being one of them, and also holistic living being another. So it's a book that's moving. A lot of people are reading it, and I'm getting a lot of, even a lot of medical practitioners that are trying to figure out how to shift from traditional medicine more into this, functional medicine approach.
Well, that's fantastic. Congratulations about the book launch. That's really awesome. And it sounds like if someone's interested in purchasing the book, they can go to Amazon and find it right there.
They can. Absolutely.
All right. That's awesome. Okay. So we've been talking about how the importance of getting this treatment, how to get the treatment. Now let's talk a little bit about who it's for. I know we talked about someone who may be struggling with brain fog, but who else? Like maybe someone's listening to this and maybe they feel a little bit depressed or they feel anxious or some other mental health struggle, or maybe it's just their overall mood. And maybe it's not a mental illness, but overall mood. Who else do you think this would be helpful for?
I think the number one person that this is very helpful for is the person who's trying to seek an answer about their health, that they've been unable to actually get some kind of quantifiable data of why things are happening and why you feel in a way that you've never felt before, that you know that's not normal. So if you're that individual who's trying to figure out, well, why have I recently started feeling like this? Why have I recently started having brain fog? Why am I getting sick so often? Why is my immune system lacking? You know, why am I gaining weight that's uncontrollable weight gain that I've never experienced before? You're an individual that needs to dive deep under the hood to figure out what it is. We can help you with that. You know, and if it's not us, listen, this is not about Sam and Licovita. There's tons of other functional medicine practitioners that, you know, I have a whole Rolodex of other medical practitioners that specialize in this field that would do just as good as a job as what we do at Licovita. So it's making sure you're finding the appropriate approach to figure out that answer that you're looking for.
Yeah. And it sounds like it's for the person who is not looking necessarily for a quick fix, but someone who is ready to take action
right. And
ready to do their own research instead of just Googling it. That's where we tend to do that, right? We go on
Dr.
our phone.
Google. And, I love that guy. Dr. Google, right?
Dr. Google. But it's not just for those. It's for if you to go deeper. And get to the source, and it's not about trying to address the symptom or even the behavior, but it's trying to get to the source and discovering where this is coming from. We do this. I mean, I know we're going to keep using this analogy of a car. We do this with our cars. If we have a check engine light that comes on, we're not going to just ignore it. We're going to actually take it somewhere and get the diagnostics and be able to figure out where this is coming from and replace the part. And it's if we do it with our cars, then why wouldn't we do it with ourselves, with our bodies? And to be able to take our health serious and to be able to discover where it's coming from. And I think that's fantastic. And so, Sam, our time is running out here. I want to get anything else from you. You're the expert here on this, and I want to hear if there's anything else that you think would be good for my audience to know.
So again, taking that deep dive and understanding your body's personal data is going to be key. You know, there's a lot of factors that have an effect on your mental health, there's a lot of factors that have an effect on your overall health. And truthfully, the only way to actually understand that is to understand how your body's performing on a day-to-day. So getting the data from doing the comprehensive blood work and some of these other diagnostics is one step. The other step is utilizing some of your wearables. I use my Oura Ring. You know, I like to understand what my sleep data is. It gives me the readiness score as well, too, where I have the ability to look at my stress levels, look at my heart variability rate. You know, all of those things take a play on your overall health. You know, understanding not just your stress levels, but how you sleep, you know, your REM cycle. Some of those things will have an effect on brain fog as well, too. So understanding your own personal data and then making certain adjustments based off of the recommendations that are out there that are supported by that type of data, Those are the steps that you have to take, and you'll start seeing a difference. And how you said earlier, John, it's not an overnight fix. This is not a pill that's going to just fix what you have going on. We're looking to focus on the root cause right? Not just the signs and symptoms. We're looking to fix the actual root cause and then start working on it little by little so we can get you performing within your optimal levels.
Yeah, I love that. I love the fact that it's going right to the source and trying to figure out where it's coming from and what to do about it. And let's replenish something that may not be there or maybe depleted in something.
Right.
That's fantastic.
Well, and, you know, John, yeah. So in some of those things, well, one of the things you just mentioned here is something that you might have to replenish. You know, as we age, because people are so quick to make it as, hey, this is the normal. It's part of aging, how we said earlier, is, you know, as we age, it's statistically proven that a male's testosterone levels is going to decrease about 2-3% every year after the age of 30, right? So decreased hormones will cause hormone imbalances, mood swings, depression, anxiety. You know, so those are some of the things that we have to look at, that if we can actually do things like hormone optimization therapy can help fix a lot of these symptoms, or even things that you get exposed through, like environment and foods, like heavy metals, right? So I had a client the other day that came into the clinic, and this person, I mean, they said it, I eat healthy, I eat clean. I said, well, what does eating clean mean? Does it mean you wash your fruits and vegetables? Because how do you know you eat clean? Let's figure out if the food that you're eating, you say that it's organic, you say that it's clean. Are you getting all of your nutrients out of these organic fruits and vegetables? Who knows? You know, a lot of our foods are nutrient deficient. So this individual had high levels of mercury.
Wow.
I thought you eat clean, right? Well, what we ended up finding out is this individual is a sushi fanatic, right? And was eating a lot of different sushi in raw form, and they were getting tons of mercury, which actually caused them to have heavy metal toxicity, which had a huge effect on why they were having that brain fog. So we had to put this individual through a process to aggravate that mercury from the intestines, you know, utilizing glutathione, a master antioxidant, and then actually utilizing a chelation agent to chelate that mercury out of their system. And lo and behold, you know, it took weeks. It took about 15 weeks. But in 15 weeks, the testimonials that you'll hear from this client are amazing.
And he probably would not have known that unless he came in to you to get that tested, the diagnostic. Lifted the hood. You discovered this. He thought, your client thought, that he was clean eating. It was sushi. This is clean. Right. This is healthy.
Yeah.
But he discovered. You would have thought, right? Yeah. You would think. And you bring up such an important topic, and that it's our diet. And there's so many of us that feel like, well, we eat healthy, but the foods that we eat may not be. And,
right.
And so trying to figure out, okay, if I'm having some symptoms, maybe it's a deficiency and maybe I need to go get that checked out, and what the service that you provide can do that. And
right.
that's the whole reason why we're talking about this, is to bring this to light. Many people maybe heard it a little bit. A lot of people have never heard of what we're talking about. And so this has been a great discussion with you, and I appreciate you coming on and sharing your expertise with us and letting us know that getting our bodies checked out, getting the diagnostic, lifting up the hood and looking underneath and finding the source, being proactive, you know, these are all things that we can do. That's within our ability, and don't wait until it's too late. Do it now.
That's true, John. And you know, one thing that I tell people is you don't know what you don't know.
Mm.
But as soon as you know, if you don't do something about it, you're just being plain old irresponsible at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you care about your future of your life, the longevity of your life, the vitality of your life, this is something to consider and really be thinking about. And look up liquivita.com. Go on there right now and look it up and learn and do your research and give Sam a buzz and call and look into this, because this very well could not only save your life, but it could also prolong your life and make your life a higher quality. And that is so important. Well, Sam, thank you so much for coming on the show. I know we could probably keep talking and talking and talking. It's so interesting. But I really appreciate you coming on. I know you go all over the country and talking about this. I know you go you've been on a lot of news reports as well, and which is really great. So I'm honored that you're wanting to come on the show here and talk to us a little bit about the importance of not just ignoring brain fog, but doing something about it and looking into functional medicine. So I appreciate you coming on.
Absolutely, John. And I'll leave you with one last thing. The most valuable currency on planet Earth, you hear people talk about all this cryptocurrency, buying gold, buying different type of metals. But at the end of the day, the most valuable currency is your health. And that's why we say health is wealth. It's a currency that you're not going to trade on the stock market. You wouldn't trade it for anything in this world. So make sure that you take care of your health, because it's truly the most valuable currency, health as well.
Yes, 100%. I couldn't agree with you more. Sam, thank you so much for coming on again. I appreciate you. And thank you all for listening and watching the Mental Health Today show. Come back. We got plenty more to come. All right. Take care, my friends. Bye-bye.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Vim, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.